This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Just moments meeting with Holly Kaufman, it's clear she stands up for what she believes in.
I'm a working mom, and it's hard nowadays to make car payments.
So when she walked out of work yesterday and saw her car gone.
In the past, I've had a vehicle stolen and they rip out your whole car, tear everything up. They try to live in it. They put drugs in it. Well, this is a car that I carry my four-year-old son in. So it's like not happening.
Her Mazda has an app.
Oh, there it goes. So I kept setting the alarm off and stopping the car on the person. And then it has GPS where you can see where your car is.
Pinpointing to a Safeway off Broadway, she got someone she knew to drive her there and got on the phone with the 911 dispatcher.
She says, no, we don't have anyone on duty to help you right now. And I said, okay, well, this is the address I'm going to be at. I'll be there in five minutes. My GPS says 5 minutes, and you can either meet me there or I'm on my own and I'm going to get my car.
She got it. And luckily,
nobody was there. And then I jumped in my car. There's a pipe in my car. There's a case of beer. There's two receipts where they went to Target at 7:22 in the morning and returned a $755 camera. I'm not advising people to go do what I did, but something has to change.
Well, here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live and direct from the KALC studios right here, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. Podcast is all there. Good morning, Jamie.
Man. How are you? Well, you know what? I was thinking about those 4,000 mountain lions that we have in Colorado.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, no, you don't believe that there's 4,000, remember?
Well, I saw there's a number of them. I don't know exactly how many.
Remember, we talked about it.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah, and you were like, how do they know it's 4,000?
Well, it could be 3,000, but just for conversation, anyway, I'll go with that.
So when I was pulling out the trash cans, I was like, oh my God, there's 4,000 mountain lions in Colorado. And I swear one was staring at me.
Oh, no.
I like looked over and I saw some beady eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like to lurk.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they hide in the bushes.
They sure do.
Waiting on you to put your cans out, and then they get a big old bite of Jamie White.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Scary. Well, because those two kids we talked about, they were attacked in California.
Yeah.
One was killed, and one had his face taken off.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about that this morning, but other than that, I'm good.
Well.
Adrenaline's kind of pumping.
Now, have you guys spotted bears in the neighborhood yet?
Yep. Remember?
Already spotted them, huh?
Mm-hmm. We did that. So we got all the animals.
You got the creatures over there. The varmints are flying around the neighborhood. Yeah, they love this weather is what it is.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think the bears do.
I think they're confused. One minute they hibernate, the next minute they're like, hold on, it's 70 degrees.
Yeah, Colorado's very confusing for them.
No, the next minute it's a blizzard. Like, what the hell? I need to go back to sleep. Boo boo. Anyway, that's my bear. That's all I got.
I wonder if the bears ever think about moving.
I know.
You know,
sure.
We should probably head on over to, let's say, Florida, South Carolina, somewhere like that.
More,
you know,
consistent.
Something like that. Nobody wins the Powerball last night.
Oh,
yep. We were in the drawing, but nobody wins.
Yeah.
Now 935 $1 million, almost a billion.
This close to being a billion.
Yeah. My wife is obsessed with it for some reason.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, you know how I get obsessed with it. She's over the top now. She came to bed last night talking about the Powerball.
Did we ever figure out where the $1 million was won?
No, never heard. Right. Never heard. We did get some updates on the $1 billion in New Jersey, but we don't care because it's New Jersey.
Right,
you know?
But I know there was $1 million winner here. I just didn't know if we knew what gas station or anything.
Have no idea.
Okay.
Have no idea. But the drawing for this billion, almost a billion, is coming up on Saturday, I think it is. The next drawing? I think so.
Hold on.
Spadell's
got an update.
Spadell, do you have an update?
The ticket was sold actually right near BJ's house.
Yeah.
It's at the Safeway at Ken Carroll.
Littleton.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No,
I stop
dead
in there
serious.
All the time.
That's what it says.
Those ladies there, they love our show.
Yeah. The ticket was sold at Safeway at 12422 West Ken Carroll Avenue in Jefferson County.
Wow, that's right by you.
That's really close.
Oh, my God.
What? Are you kidding me? Why am I fooling around with this Powerball thing with Powerball Pete?
I know, right?
He's not even buying in the right neighborhood.
And you literally go to the grocery store every single day.
Every day.
You know how many tickets I bought from that Safeway?
Oh, my gosh.
What? I wish you hadn't told me that.
I kind of feel bad for telling
Man,
you.
Man, that's literally within walking distance of my house. It was sold.
I know.
I'm so angry. That's crazy.
No.
That's where I go.
I know you do.
Son of a bitch.
Safeway on Ken Carroll Avenue.
And here I've been Venmoing money to Powerball Pete. He's buying his in like Greeley or somewhere. Oh, man. And it was one next to my house.
Yeah.
God.
Sorry about that.
Now I shouldn't buy tickets there anymore because they're probably not going to have another winner now that they had a winner here.
Yeah.
It says it's Littleton.
Man, I'm screwed. There was my opportunity, too.
I know. And it's gone.
And those numbers for the Mega Millions, did you see the numbers?
Uh-uh.
They were so easy. They were so...
It could have been your number.
Well, I do love 7-11, 28-29.
Yeah.
I like sequences, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And those numbers were in there. Those numbers.
Let's see where else it was.
And I often use 4 because I have 4 boys.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was the Mega Bowl.
$20,000 was sold at Players Cafe in Edgewater. The $10,000 ticket was sold at Circle K in Longmont. So,
So we had a couple winners.
We had a few winners,
All right.
We weren't it.
I'm angry. You guys have set me back this morning. I am angry.
Sorry about that.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, just getting started. It is a Thursday baseball today. MLB starts today. And the Rockies, we have to pay to watch.
$100.
What?
Have you seen this?
No.
No free Rockies this year.
Is it a Kroenke thing?
No,
they're owned by the Mortons.
Oh, yeah. Is it a Morton thing?
It is.
Bastards.
Or Mumford. I'm sorry, Mumford.
Is it a Mumford thing?
Mortons.
Yeah.
Mumford and Sons? All right, we'll talk about it next. Take out.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, and it is a Thursday. The Rockies kick off tonight, the Major League Baseball season. They're going to be in Arizona, and you got to pay to see them. The first time, I think, ever that you have to actually pay to see that that Rockies crap they put on the field. But it's $100.
So I don't understand.
What do you mean?
Where are you going to watch it? Where are you buying it? What's going on?
That's a good question, JB White. Good question. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I will tell you this, that our phones are listening to us, and we all know that already.
Our phones are listening to us?
I got a notification.
Oh, our phones. Okay.
I got a notification right after we mentioned this last break, and it said, where to watch the Rockies, how to pay for the subscription. And so you can get it on Comcast, you can get it on DirecTV, you just have to pay for whatever subscription service they have.
So it's like Comcast or whatever. It's like a streaming service that
you
pay for? Gotcha.
Spectrum, I think those different outlets have
it. Who's going to pay for that?
That is a good question. Right? I'm not playing Mumford and Sons anything.
No.
Anything to watch that crap they put on the field. Now, Spadell, you are the baseball fan.
Yes.
You're a Rockies fan.
Yes.
You paying?
No.
Yeah, that's.
I'm not going to pay $100 to watch them lose a million games.
Yeah,
it's and they don't
even. $100 to get the whole season
for the whole season.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
That's not too bad.
Yeah,
you get a month.
I thought it was like $100 for the home opener.
If you think about it, it's less than $1 a game. But it's still like their product is awful, and then they're also going to have ads on there. So I'm going to pay $100 so that they can advertise to me, so I can watch these baseball games. It's just. I'd rather just watch whatever game's on ESPN.
I'll
start watching the Yankees or the Red Sox. I'm not going to support them.
Will the Rockies sometimes be on ESPN?
No.
Oh, they won't?
They're not good enough.
Okay.
No. Oh, well. Or you can get it for $20 a month. So maybe you jump in for $20 and you see how it goes for the first month, and then you just don't renew.
Once they start tanking.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think the only person interested in watching them was going to be Schmidl, and he obviously is not going to pay for it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah. And I wonder how well it's going to do for the market. I don't think it's going to do that well.
Yeah, I don't think it is either. Yeah. I mean, if they were better, maybe, but.
Now, are you going to opening day? Did you get tickets?
Yep, I sure am. Yep.
Did you buy them third party? Or
no, my friends gave them to me.
Oh, your friends have them.
Yeah, my friends have them.
Man, I wish I had friends like that.
You just need friends.
Well, you do have a point there. Yeah. Any friend would help.
Right,
that's
right.
Where I should start with just a friend. Doesn't matter if they have tickets or not. Just start with friends.
So I've already got my Barney outfit ready to roll.
Yeah, you're ready
gonna
to go.
Going to go to the game. Yep.
Are you guys going to spend the night down there? Because I think it's a Friday night, right?
Yeah. We haven't really discussed it. We're just in the preliminary phases of trying to get down there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the plans are just coming together for opening day.
Yep, they just are. So, yeah.
Yeah, and you go quite often, don't you, Jamie? I mean, I think you've been, what, 3 or 4 times?
I feel like we've done this already. Haven't we talked about this already?
Maybe last year at this time.
No, like 2 days ago.
Yeah, we talked about it a little.
Yep, yeah.
Well, we talked about opening day.
No, but you asked me, and then I was like, I don't know, have I gone before? And then you're like, that one time, you've even gone when you didn't even go to the game, remember?
Yeah, but that was 9 o'clock hour. This is a different hour, different audience. So sometimes you bring up stuff, you know.
Oh, okay.
So a different audience.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. You remember what time we did that?
Yeah. 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock straight up.
I feel like it was still dark when we talked about it like this.
I remember. It was straight up 9 o'clock. Yeah, there was an eclipse that day.
Oh, was there? Okay.
It was dark.
All right.
It was dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm having that weird deja vu. Like,
man,
am I here again? Like on this Groundhog Day for me.
All right. Well.
No, I mean, you asked me the exact same question. It's kind of funny. I was like, I was having a moment like, whoa.
Yeah. Speaking of sports, the NCAA tournament kicks off again today, too.
I don't understand how that works either, to be honest with you. I thought the NCAA games just played forever until it was like on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Like, they give them like a 3-day break to rest.
Yeah. Oh, they do? Okay. Yeah. So I didn't know.
You got a break.
I have no idea.
Did we talk about this too?
No, we didn't talk about the break. No, we did not. No.
We took a break.
Yeah, I guess.
3 days. 3-day
break.
Fireman
got to rest up.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, go Illinois.
Woo! Yeah, you've got Illinois playing. I don't know who they're playing. But you've got Illinois in it, and I've got Tennessee. It's my favorite team in it. So we still have some interest there.
Yeah, and Schmidl, in case you don't know, and it was 9 a.m., 7 a.m., whatever. He won the pool.
He did.
Yeah. He did. $60.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was really happy with that.
Did you put it away in a high-quality mutual fund?
No, I went to the dispensary.
My God.
You took $60 to the dispensary? Does that get you a week's worth?
A little bit more than that.
A day?
It's almost 2 weeks worth.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what's funny? When I was driving in, we were playing TLC, I Don't Want No Scrub, and I was like, damn, that is all about Schmidl.
It really is like his life.
I was like, that seems mean to play it.
I'm the one who put it on.
I know, but it's like they live with their parents. Yeah. They're in the best friend's ride.
I think about it every time I hear it. Yeah.
All right. Was there any updates yesterday? Any breaking news on the P. Diddy situation? You know, anybody hear anything?
I was at Bud's Bar from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
You know,
I couldn't be more proud of that, by the way.
I'm already kind of getting to the point of like I'm over P. Diddy story.
I didn't hear anything, so I'd love to know if you guys did anything happen.
I haven't heard anything. Yeah.
No, I just know the Jay-Z stuff keeps flying around a lot.
Yeah.
But other than that, I didn't hear anything. He's not been arrested that I know of. A couple of people have come out and said they've known it all along, but we've heard that story before. And I don't think anything any good new revelations have come out.
It looks like there's a bunch of headlines about how Diddy's drug mule got arrested yesterday.
Yeah, that was the day before.
The day before.
Yeah, at the airport.
There was just new video that came out yesterday of him getting arrested.
Yeah, remember we mentioned because he was at the airport and they got on the airplane. He was on the airplane or whatever. They pulled him off and he had cocaine with him.
And he was the only one that got arrested, right?
Now, there's a different drug mule that came out yesterday, though. A female.
Oh.
Have you seen that?
I didn't see that.
No. Yeah, she delivered pink, I don't know what this is, pink cocaine. That was her gig.
Oh.
She was to deliver drugs to him. That was a second one. that came out yesterday.
You have more knowledge than we do.
Well, that I just saw that this morning. I have no idea. I have no idea. But yeah, it's some female that works for him, and her job was to go out and find the drugs and to find some of the women that came to the parties.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be like a Heidi Fleiss or whatever.
Yeah.
Heidi Fleiss, is that right?
I recognize that name.
Yeah, from a long, long time ago. Like, she was Charlie Sheen's and all that. She was the madam.
Yeah.
Which brings me to a great point, which is because yesterday I spent the day at Bud's with my friends. Well, Kylie was there too, and I love her. But we got to hear from Billy. Billy's like 80. I don't know how old Billy is, like 89. He told us all about the women of Leadville.
Ooh.
Leadville.
Yeah. I mean, the madams and all the prostitutes.
What are they running up there?
No. It was years ago. And so the women of Leadville, that it was kind of like a Heidi Fleiss situation. And he told us all about Gloria.
Man, Gloria.
And he claims, we're like, Billy, did you have sex with Gloria? And he got all red and he's like, oh, no.
I got an idea.
Yeah, there were tons of brothels in Leadville, like three different classes.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, three different red light districts in Leadville. And there's cabins up there now that you can go stay in, and they're the names of every whore.
Oh.
Yeah, and you can go up there and stay
That's
there.
That's some nice history right there.
I say we put together the Glory Bus, and we're headed to Leadville.
Yes,
BJ and Jamie's Gloria Bus. We're off to Leadville.
I think this is a great idea.
It's a lot better than Bucky, I think.
It is, right? I mean, that's not a bad idea.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It is March 28th. Close to April. So close. Anyway, federal officials were acting on specific allegations of sex trafficking when they raided two of Sean Diddy Combs' homes on Monday, and they say that his alleged victims have not been holding back during interviews. They're telling everything. An officer with the Department of Homeland Security told the New York Post, the case has been active for several weeks as authorities investigate a range of allegations against the 54-year-old rapper. They believe there is a disturbing history of sex trafficking. Quote, we are responding to concrete, detailed, explicit allegations. This is not random. We didn't choose his name out of a hat. We had allegations that we're following up on. The officer said they're looking for photos, emails, text, itineraries, and names. There are specific communications that they are aware of that we will not be able to access on, that we are able to access on the electronics. As of right now, we just talked about it. Diddy has not been charged with any crime or wrongdoing at this stage. He's not under arrest, but he is under investigation. So,
I don't understand it. I just don't understand how you could be doing stuff like he's been accused of doing. By the way, they released a, 75-page indictment document yesterday. I read about 4 pages of it, and it's really disgusting, to be honest with you. And I don't know how these people are doing this, thinking they're going to get by with it.
I know.
And I guess he did for many years, and everybody knew about it, it seems.
It says he is free right now to do what he wants, but he is aware that if charges come down, he will get him. They will get him wherever he is, so... Don't bother running because we're going to get to
I saw his plane came back to the U.S.
Did it?
Yeah, from the wherever it was at.
Antigua. Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah. I saw it came back to Florida yesterday.
Well, that's good.
I feel like he just felt really, just protected because he had so many cameras around his house and filming everything that was going on. He had dirt on everyone that was ever in his house.
Blackmail. They're calling it a blackmail scheme as well because he basically told people, don't tell. I recorded you.
Yeah, I'll put it out.
Yeah, if you tell anybody everything that went down, I'm going to put it out. So they're calling it a big blackmail scheme. As well. So if they get, emails that he sent out to people saying, better not tell what happened because I'm going to blackmail you. I mean, they got him, So we'll see what happens.
And I can't believe how many people have turned on him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean,
that is unbelievable to me. I mean, nobody is supporting this guy.
No, not at
Everybody
all.
Is talking crap about him and how bad of a person he's been. They've always known it was a matter of time and blah, 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 blah. Everybody.
Has Usher said anything else? Do you guys know or have you heard anything?
No, everything that I'm seeing is tapes from years ago, Jamie.
Okay.
And then they play them and they say, we should have known. We should have known. Listen to this. This is from 2017, but nothing new that I know of.
All right. Because this whole thing, I mean, my God. It's just nasty. That's what it is. Just nasty. And it's these people that are superstars that just think they can do whatever they want, right?
I wonder how deep this thing goes.
I know.
I mean, how far are the feds going to go to, you know, make sure that people that actually participated knowing they were breaking the law with underage people, how deep will this go? Who knows?
Kim Kardashian is blaming her ex-husband Kanye West for a split with Odell Beckham Jr. Kim and OBJ. It's a J. Called it quits recently after dating for 6 months. Now sources say Kim is worried that her life, in particular having Kanye in it, is such a big part that nobody wants to touch her with a 10-foot pole because he's so crazy. Makes sense.
I mean, he's always going to be in her life with the kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so they're saying that Odell came. She really liked him, and then he's one day he's like, "Yeah, I don't want to deal with this. This guy is like crazy, and he's calling me and saying stuff and blah blah blah. I just don't want any more drama, and I don't want any part of Kanye's rants and blah blah blah." So she said, "I guess it says this. Here's what it says, and I want you all to feel sorry for her. She's wondering if she'll ever find someone who can deal with her ex."
Oh. Spadell, maybe it's you.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I would deal with Kanye for Kim. That's $1 billion.
What?
You don't or you
I
you
would deal with Kanye to go out with Kim.
I thought you said I don't.
No, I
don't
I would. That's $1 billion, dude.
Yeah.
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 That's what I'm pointing to you.
Yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah, you're free.
Hit her up.
Let's see here. Hold on. Let me find some. There's not, I have to be honest with you, there's not like a whole lot going on. Do you have any audio by any chance?
Yeah, didn't I? I gave you a sheet, I think, right?
You did?
Yeah.
Where is it?
On the printer?
Maybe.
What is it?
So on number two, I guess in New York City, there's a trend of women just getting punched in the face right
Some sheets.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, they're over by the door.
Bethany Frankel said
forgot to give them to me.
Bethany Frankel said that she kind of went through the same thing. The clips that I have, though, are from TikTok. It's just three different women saying that some random dude came up and punched him in the face.
It's weird.
And then Bethany Frankel left a comment on one of the TikTok girls' video saying the same thing happened to her.
These are not fun stories.
No.
No, no. This is, you have come in with a ray of light.
There's not a lot out there. I just grabbed anything I could.
All right, here's women getting punched in the face in New York City, number two.
Out of nowhere, this man just came up and hit me in the face. I'm like actually in shock right now. You guys, I was literally just walking and a man came up and punched me in the face. Oh my God, it hurts so bad.
I literally just got punched by some man on the sidewalk. He goes, sorry, and then punches me in the head. Holy what the hell just happened?
And they all have like bruises on
That's
their cheeks.
That's awful.
And stuff. Yeah, it's crazy.
That sounds horrible. My God. Yeah, that does. That sounds awful. But remember when people were doing that like a couple of years ago? They'd just come up and knock people out?
They were knocking out guys. Yeah, anyone just on the side of the head. They'd hit him right in the temple and just be out.
Yeah, and they would just be out. Yep. And everybody was like, why is that a thing?
Yeah, I don't know if it's like a TikTok thing right now or something to do that. It's weird.
Something twisted.
It's so dumb. All right. And then also, the most famous person right now in college basketball, Caitlin Clark. Have you guys heard about this woman?
I watched her a couple of nights ago when she was playing.
Yeah. She's good.
She drains threes.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, they say she's the most popular basketball player in college right now.
Yep.
That everybody knows her name. I think it's because it's catchy. Caitlin Clark, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, Ice Cube, I guess, has offered her, just play number one.
Number one.
You know, it's always 50-50 till we get a no, you know, at the end of the day, it is a generous offer. When we came up with the idea, you know, our sponsors, our partners, they all want to make it happen. So, you know, we was able to make that generous offer.
And that generous offer happens to be $5 million to play in the Big Three League. Ice Cube is a co-founder, and he says it's a generous offer, but people love this woman, and so they are offering her $5 million to play.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, she plays against Colorado.
Oh, does she?
I think they play tomorrow night, I think it is.
Oh, wow, that's a good game.
Caitlin Clark, I think, is taking on Colorado in the Sweet 16.
Come on, Colorado!
Yeah.
Oh, my God, she might just... Because you said that she's a big three shooter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
She's like a female Steph Curry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, I'm done. That's all I got. There's not a lot out there, I have to be honest. There just doesn't seem to be. It's like nobody worked yesterday, or nobody did anything gossipy, or I don't know. Like, everybody just took the day off. from drama.
Once all the Diddy stuff came out, it was just like,
right? It's just not a lot out there. All right, anyway, there you go. Tableau Trash.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday morning. Opening day for the Colorado Rockies are going to be down in Arizona. Major League Baseball, they all kick off today. There's a story that we had yesterday, and it was about a lady that found her car through an app that she has for the car.
It was stolen.
Yeah, it was stolen. Yeah. And the part I didn't understand was they say the cops say they're too busy. Do they no longer look for stolen cars? Just unless they accidentally pull one over, I guess.
It must not have been a priority at that moment.
Yeah. I think so many are stolen, they don't have time for it.
Her car gets stolen. She's got an app. She's able to track it down.
Just moments meeting with Holly Kaufman, it's clear. She stands up for what she believes in.
I'm a working mom, and it's hard nowadays to make car payments.
So when she walked out of work yesterday and saw her car gone.
In the past, I've had a vehicle stolen and they rip out your whole car, tear everything up. They try to live in it. They put drugs in it. Well, this is a car that I carry my 4-year-old son in. So it's like not happening.
Her Mazda has an app.
Oh, there it goes. So I kept setting the alarm off and stopping the car on the person. And then it has GPS where you can see where your car is.
Pinpointing to a Safeway off Broadway, she got someone she knew to drive her there and got on the phone with the 911 dispatcher.
She says, no, we don't have anyone on duty to help you right now. And I said, okay, well, this is the address I'm going to be at. I'll be there in five minutes. My GPS says 5 minutes, and you can either meet me there or I'm on my own and I'm going to get my car.
She got it. And luckily,
nobody was there. And then I jumped in my car. There's a pipe in my car. There's a case of beer. There's 2 receipts where they went to Target at 7:22 in the morning and returned a $755 camera. I'm not advising people to go do what I did, but something has to change.
They ran into the wrong customer, didn't they?
Oh, well, I think that she basically like waterboarded him, because if you hear the beginning, she says she was stopping the car all the time on her app, that she was honking the horn all the time on her app.
Setting off the alarm.
Yeah, and so I'm sure if they're on a crack pipe or whatever, they're like uber paranoid, like, what is this car doing?
That would freak you out.
Yeah, and the fact that it just stops all of a sudden. Yeah. I mean, like, what is going on?
If you're not new car savvy, technically speaking, you'd be like, what the hell's wrong with this car?
You
picked the wrong car, man.
Yeah, I mean, so what a smart move on her part to have the app and keep honking the horn and setting off the alarm and turning it off and turning it on and
now,
all that stuff.
Was she allowed to turn it off as they're driving down the road?
I don't know. It just said that she turned it off several times.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Then she tracks it down because the police can't get to it.
Yeah,
they're too busy.
She found it, though.
Good for her.
I do like how these people were living. They had a crack pipe. They had beer.
They obviously had some money. They went to Target.
Yeah, well, and then, they returned a $750 camera.
Which was probably stolen.
Stolen, right. I know. So how'd they do that?
It's a really common thing to go steal really expensive stuff because places like Target, Best Buy, Walmart, they'll just accept it without a receipt.
Without a receipt?
Yeah.
Wow. Just like, it must have been nice and in the box and stuff.
Most of the time when they accept something like that, they put it back on the credit card that it was bought with or the card that it was bought with.
Or they give you store credit.
Yeah, I guess.
If you don't have a receipt, though, or anything, you're like, I just want cash back. And if it's not damaged is the big thing. You got to return it not damaged.
Wow, yeah. That is...
So you got to steal it, not damage it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so to me, if I'm the Denver PD, I go to that Target and pull the camera footage at 7:27 a.m.
and find
who that is.
Yeah.
But whatever.
You would think a car, too. I mean, the car has an app, and she can turn it off. She can spot it, GPS, whatever. You would think that also having the technology in these new cars that they can't even be stolen.
What do you mean?
Well, the technology, you would think that they would be theft-proof in some way. With the new technology,
like on your app, you can make it so they can't even turn the car on afterwards,
oh,
right?
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
You would think that there would be that way of, you know, protecting your own vehicle.
Yeah, like OnStar or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, all I know is that she is balls because I don't know if I'd go and show up there.
Oh, she was determined.
Right?
Because I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it either because you don't know if that person has a gun.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I might go and observe them, but.
That's really loving your car.
Yeah.
And wanting your car.
Like she said, and there's a law in Colorado, and I cannot remember what it is, but remember. Oh, what is it? They don't get prosecuted if it's like below...
Oh, a certain amount.
Yeah, like
right?
$2,000 or something. They don't
$600.
Get $600?
Yeah.
So that's why all these cheaper cars are being stolen, right? Because they don't get prosecuted. Was that what the law was? Remember, I told you all about it. Now I can't remember what it was.
Oh, cars specifically? No. I know that if it's under $600, it's not a federal crime, so they won't really prosecute you.
And that's what I'm saying.
And that was shoplifting, right?
Right.
Yeah.
No, but there's one for cars, too. There's a price for cars, and so the people that have more expensive cars, their cars aren't getting stolen. But the people that really, I mean, where it really affects them most, their cars are getting stolen.
I do remember that, and it kind of came a little bit after the pandemic.
Right, and people were like getting really upset because the people that have really, really nice, like a Ferrari, who can afford it and afford the, you know, the insurance copay or whatever, they're not getting stolen because those people will actually go to jail. But if it's a cheaper car that you really need, they're going to steal it.
Yeah, I can just picture a car thief standing on a corner somewhere with a Kelly Blue Book.
And I remember what you were saying, Jamie, was right, is during the pandemic all that was happening, and then they just passed this new law last year that makes stealing any car a felony.
Good, because that was a problem.
It was.
Yeah. People literally were looking at the Kelly Blue Books to figure it out.
I'm going
to
tell you, it's almost every day. It seems in my neighborhood somebody posts a car stolen or at least broken into.
Yep, for sure.
In my neighborhood, it's on the, you know, the neighborhood app. Every single day, somebody has a car stolen. My neighbor got his stolen. He had a pickup truck, and it was gone the very next morning that he got it.
And it must feel so, like, creepy to know somebody was sitting in your car.
Like, violating.
Yeah, looking through all your stuff. You know, that would feel weird.
Yeah.
That they just, like, dug through your stuff.
And they were in there just living in it and doing whatever they wanted in there.
Smoking crack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
Smoking crack and returning stolen cameras.
Drinking some beer.
You gotta love it, right? All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, also on the Odyssey app. I heard you asking Carson about the daycare again.
Oh, my God.
Did you like his reaction? Like,
he's like,
horrible, terrible.
Well, no, he has a new, it's going to get better. All right, so what's going on? First of all, you guys decided to, what did they call it? Preschool, preschool, or what do they call it?
Yeah, I mean, we just, preschool, basically.
Right,
and the first day was last week, and she obviously lost her mind because she's only been with grandparents or us this entire time.
Right.
And she'll be 2 in April. But yeah, so she lost her mind.
And
like,
so did Bree.
Meltdown. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because Bree was obviously the only one that can drop her off. So Bree has that burden of going there and walking away, essentially, with her screaming, Mama, 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 Mama.
Oh, my God, I hate that for her.
And, like, the first day, I tried to sympathize, but there was no way I could sympathize. Like,
you don't understand.
Yeah.
And then, remember, she yelled at you and told you to take the day off.
She was
the next day off, and you do it.
On Tuesday, you're going to do it. You're taking off work.
I'm sure,
I don't care.
Knowing you, you, like, gave her advice on how you should do it. Well, here's what you should do, Bree. So she probably got so pissed off, like, well, you just do it then.
Yeah, give her something to get her distracted and then just sneak out, you know?
Well, that's the thing. You can't give anybody advice that's going through it. And and I know you did that.
And especially little Debbie, she's so attached to both of us that, I mean, she wouldn't even let go of her leg. Like, at all.
Oh, so no!
She couldn't sneak away no matter how hard she tried. There wasn't a boy
trying
yet.
To shake her off.
Yeah.
Like, this bad. Get away. Get away.
Oh, no.
So, Tuesday, this past Tuesday, did not go well either. It was the same thing, basically. And little Debbie, it's so bad that she actually, so they printed out pictures of us.
Oh, that's right.
They were like, hey, send us some pictures so we can print them out of you guys. So she
was
literally
walking
just
around preschool
around.
With Carson and Bree in her hands.
Mama, dada.
I do that with pictures of you, Jamie, at
I know
home.
You do, yeah.
When I leave here the day.
Can you imagine, though,
from her perspective, put yourself in her perspective. You know, it's her thinking, okay? And again, she's small, but I'm just going this route, okay? She's thinking, why are they leaving me?
I know.
Why are they abandoning me?
Where are they going?
I love them. They don't love me.
Well,
where are they going?
Yeah.
I want to go.
I specifically remember when I was younger. I do remember it. I must have been really young. But I remember my mom dropping me off at daycare or
I
school.
I do, too.
And I would literally, I like went to the fence and just watched her go out into the parking lot crying my eyes out. And then she just drove off. And it was like the most traumatic time of my life.
I was dropped off at Totland.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be traumatic. Just Totland.
Is that what it was called?
Yes.
Totland.
It was horrible. I remember. Same thing. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then my mom would try to convince me to play in this big table that was a sand pit, you know? But it was all everybody's boogers were in it and their spitballs. It was like so gross.
Oh.
All right. So yesterday, I know she was sick. See, yeah. I think the child faked her illness just so she wouldn't have to go.
She get out of school.
They're sharp. They're quick.
So she was sick. Now she was dropped off again yesterday, right?
Tuesday. And now today she's going to go back. But we talked to the principal. We're like, hey, because she really is interactive. And the kids that she's with, like anywhere from 3 months old to 1 year old, they're not older. They're not little Debbie's age. So we're like, well, maybe she'll do better if we put her in with the 2 year olds, even though she's like 18 days away from being two.
Right.
She can communicate. She can talk with them. They'll probably take her under her wing and like go.
Oh yeah,
play
I'm sure at two they really will. At two they'll console her.
Well, no, they'll be her mentor.
Yeah,
her
mentor. They'll be like, "Don't worry, you Mama, know, Dad, like, come back soon."
It's almost like that she's gone to preschool for an internship. That's the way you make it sound. She's going. Yeah, she'll learn a new trade. Maybe she comes out a welder in the next couple of weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're really gonna take her under her wing. Anyway, so hopefully, I think what you're saying is the older kids will have more fun with her.
I feel like right now, because I didn't tell you this. Tuesday, literally, when they went, they pulled in the parking lot. She's only been there one time, and she saw the building and full blown meltdown.
Oh no!
She even got out of the car.
This is bad.
Yeah.
This is bad.
So, like, I'm hoping that you know, if she meets some friends and some older kids that actually can interact with her and hang out with her, that she'll be like, "Oh, this is a great place. Yep. Like, I go there and have fun."
Right.
But if not, it's just I don't know what we're gonna do. All right,
ladies and gentlemen, let's go to line one where Child Services is working. Hi, Child Services.
Oh,
good morning.
My God. This poor child. She sees the building and just screams.
I couldn't believe it. Bree told me that. I was like, no way.
Well, the only way today I can relate to that is, according to my dog trainer, take her to the dog park more often. That way she'll get used to other dogs.
Right, yeah. Oh, my God. This has got to be so hard for Bree. Oh,
yeah.
So
I can't even imagine.
Well, we all have that memory of our parents dropping us off. I mean, we do.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. She's so young, but I remember even thinking there was this Charlie's Chips truck that would drop off chips, potato chips, and we would be out in the yard like playing, you know, with all the kids. And I thought, if I can get over this fence and get into the back of that Charlie's Chip truck,
I can
get out of here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, you were going to make a run for it? The chip truck?
Yes, I really did.
Like
I remember exactly where that truck was, and the back end was open, and I was like, I can get in there and get out of here.
You were thinking like a convict
I know.
At that point. You're only, what, 2 years old?
Give me a spoon. I'm going to tunnel my way out of here.
It's
well,
awful.
It will get better, I guess.
No, it won't.
Maybe not.
No, I'm telling you, those daycares are horrible. And ours had like four toilets all the way across. So everybody peed together and pooped together.
What?
Yes, they had four toilets right next to each other.
I guess I never thought to go look in the bathroom. bathroom.
Yeah.
This is a tot land?
Yeah, tot land. Yeah, four toilets in a row up on stairs, lifted up, and they'd be like, who has to go potty? And all four of us would be
just
like,
line up and
this
go.
This is weird. I don't like this.
They should have been investigating.
I know.
No wonder you tried to crawl into the back of a chip truck.
God, tot land is evil.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, welcome to a Thursday. 35 degrees right now, 65 for a high today. Going to be beautiful.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Man, a lot of people commenting on the daycare story. And a lot of people being...
I like this one. Let me read you one.
A little traumatized.
Let me read you one.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
By the way, Carson put his daughter in daycare. She's almost two. And she hates it. She hates it. She sees the building and she screams in the car. She doesn't want to get out or anything. So here's my favorite one. Ready? Wow, Carson. Your daughter is much too young for daycare. And is obviously not ready at all to be in there. You are leaving her with people that absolutely don't love her.
Way to go.
She still has to be with her mommy and daddy. She's too little to understand why you're abandoning her.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. Listen, this is literally only 2 days a week. And it's not, we want to put her in there because we feel like she wants to learn and she wants to interact and get social with other kids. That's why we're doing it. We're not doing it because we have
but
to.
Jamie, you know as well as I do, off air, he says he doesn't care. He doesn't care. It's like she'll have to get used to
it. Exactly.
You got to just go with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm paying for this. By the way, the cost of daycare.
Oh, you don't even want to know.
It is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I don't know how people do it. I really don't. Unless you got a job that's paying X amount of dollars. I mean, it's unbelievable. You can't get it for less than $1,000 a month.
And if you want
for one child,
5 days, it's crazy.
Well, if you really loved your child, you would have done what I did, which is I got a nanny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
nanny route.
And go the nanny route.
That way they're at least home in their own environment, right, Jamie? If you really care.
I mean, if you really care. I didn't put my son into preschool until he was four. Yeah, he was four because I knew he was too young to be with, be abandoned and dropped off. So that's why he was in the comfort of his own home with his nanny.
And any.
That is the same cost of just dumping him off.
And any good parent would know that.
Exactly.
Would know that.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tuxedo, we agree with you 110%. You guys are smart parents out there.
I mean, if the kid is screaming in the car looking at the building. The child is traumatized, without a doubt, traumatized.
That's why we're moving her up to the next class, so that she can have a better time.
That's why I waited until my child was four, and he only went for 2 hours, and then I picked him up. My nanny would drop him off, and then I'd go get him after 2 hours, because I loved him.
Yeah.
And, but you go ahead and do you.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you don't have a care in the world. You come in here and just laugh.
Yeah, because you're like, I got to go to the gym. That's why I'm dumping my kid off.
Yes.
Today is leg day.
Yeah.
Today is leg day.
I do have to go to the gym after this. Yeah.
It's leg day.
It's leg day. Who needs a daughter when I have legs?
Oh, come on.
But look how sculpted I am.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
She can cry all day long. But look at me. Look at this bod. Woo! Man. It's brutal out there.
Oh, right? My God.
Yeah. Yeah, the cost. I can't believe how expensive it is.
Out of this world.
Oh, my goodness. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Poor little Debbie.
Yeah.
God love her.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, though, because both Carson and myself, we have only children, and so does Lisa. And it's funny because you do want to socialize them, right? That's a whole thing about it. And so I think I told you this, I took my son to, when we had the house in Tahoe, I wanted to socialize him, so I took him to Tahoe Tots.
Yeah.
And there was a blizzard coming in, and my kid was the only one there.
Oh.
And I was like, take the S off! Take the S off, Tahoe Tots!
It's just
Tahoe Tots!
Yeah.
Just walking around like, why am I here?
And I think that, and not to second guess what you and your wife decided to do here, but I think that because for us, we took Frog into daycare when he was 6 months old, or maybe even 4 months old, okay? So he grew up in that. Okay, so you can't complain when you're 4 months old.
Right, and that's what you know.
When you're at 2 years old, then it's a culture shock, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's true. So, wow, you did it wrong, man. I'm kidding. There's no right way to do any of this. Who knows, yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, I would not go to the gym. I picked up my kid, but that's just me. You know, I spent the days with him.
But you got so many parents out there that have to work.
No, I know,
but
like we get done at 10 and like the kid doesn't have to.
Vasa has a daycare in it. He could go get her and then put her in the Vasa daycare.
He doesn't want her.
Well,
he doesn't
pick
want her
up.
Yeah, but I don't, and they're only open till noon.
He doesn't want her. Don't you get it?
Well, I'm saying, though, he has the option to, yeah, to do it, and he's just ignoring it.
Yeah.
Wow. No, even, she's with other kids, and I mean, the Vasa, and no, I'm not going to take
her to that
kid care.
Does the Vasa thing, is it for kids that young?
Yeah, you just drop them off, and they take care of them. Yeah.
Oh, man. See, whereas I just picked up my kid at 10 a.m.
Yeah, and, I see a lot of stay-at-home moms dropping their kids off at the Vasa.
Yeah, because it's like your break,
right?
Yeah. You don't care. You're just dropping it off, even to sit on a bench and just look at your phone,
right? Yeah.
Not only that, how inexpensive that is. It's only $30 a month.
Exactly.
That's great.
That's way cheaper than daycare. Yeah. No, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you a little hint about if you ever decide to get a nanny. Go with a Mormon, okay? I'm not even kidding. Because my son was basically raised by Mormons, you know, because we always had a Mormon nanny.
Yeah.
They're the most fantastic people on the planet. And they're never hungover, right? Ever. Like, they always show up on time. They're never hungover because they don't drink. They don't do drugs or anything like that. And the good news is like, when my nanny got sick or whatever, she had, like, 8 other sisters that could come in and fill in.
They were just on call, waiting for their show.
They had backups.
Backup sisters.
Yep, it's a true story. Best people ever. I love them. All right, anyway, we got lots to get to. One of them is a sad story, and it's Christina Applegate. And it's going to be a little hard to listen to, but she was on Dax Shepard's podcast, and she talks about her struggle with MS. Here it is.
Number 4.
Well, I have 30 lesions on my brain, like herpes sores, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so sores all over my brain. My biggest one is behind my right eye, so my right eye hurts a lot.
Does it affect your vision?
Not right now, but it hurts. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. I hate it so much.
Yeah.
I'm so mad about it. You can't overcome it. People go like, well, why don't you exercise? Because I can't.
Right.
Like, it hurts. The second my feet hit my carpet in the morning and they're hurting as bad as they do every single day, then I go, I'm just going to lay back in bed. And then I'm being the worst MSer. We should be stretching. We should be trying to walk for 5 minutes.
And then you beat yourself up for that?
I beat myself up about that.
Yeah.
And then I'll have a day where I'm not as bad and I'm like, oh, I can do a couple things. Then I'm down for 4 days.
Yeah. Right.
So it's a bitch. She's a total, I'm going to say the word, she's and you go push and then it pushes right on back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she is a mean girl.
Who's she talking about?
MS,
yeah.
Oh, mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Mean MS.
I cannot believe they don't have a cure for this. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just brutal. It sounds like her life is, and she doesn't know what each day will bring, you know?
Yeah, she has good days and then extreme bad days where she literally can't get out of bed.
Yeah, just awful. Just an awful story. All right, let's see. There's a couple other things, too, that I wanted to tell you about. And first of all, Billy Bush, I guess, he was on, did you guys watch The Masked Singer?
No.
Me either. He was on. He took his head off.
What character was he? Does it say?
Yeah.
Was he like a lizard?
I don't know. Can you Google it on your own time?
Was he like a spoon?
That's the only interesting part about it.
Right?
Sir Lion.
Sir Lion.
Yeah.
Okay. That's who he was.
So they had Lion season one. They had to call this one Sir Lion.
Oh, they did?
I'm guessing. Yeah.
Okay. I really don't follow it. But he pulled off his head, and there he was.
There he is, Billy Bush.
I'm surprised that show's still on.
I know. I can't believe it.
Not only is it on, but they take like 2 months off, and then they're right back at it. They just keep coming out with shows and seasons.
Well, they say that like families love to watch it together, that it's a good, wholesome family show that people love to watch with their kids.
Which I could see.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's not a lot of those left, right?
But, like, how many kids know who Billy Bush is?
Exactly.
You know? No one.
It doesn't make sense.
No kids.
That's a great point. All right. Let's see here. Also, Sean Diddy Combs. We haven't really learned anything new. It's kind of just been stifled, but I guess he's under investigation. Sean Diddy Combs, for all this stuff, it says... the officer says that they believe there's a disturbing history of sex trafficking, and they don't take this lightly. And obviously the reason why they raided both residencies is they have reasonable cause to believe that he's done something. You know, they're not just, here's what they said. They didn't pull his name out of a hat and decide to go
and go out.
No, and it's pretty obvious, too, because everybody is turned on this guy. Everybody's talking about him. You don't find anybody out there with support of Sean Pitty or Sean Diddy.
Right.
Sean Pitty. Nobody is in his camp right now.
That's true. Here's the saddest news of all. And this is, well, this one's hard to. The person that won $1 million was the Safeway right by BJ's house. And he didn't buy a ticket, and he always does, but he went with Powerball Pete.
I'm going to find out who that person is. He buys his ticket. It's the same place I buy mine, for he or she.
Right?
I am going to sue. I'm going to sue because that ticket is mine.
I
want that money.
$1 million.
Safeway, right down the street from me.
Yeah,
that's where it was won.
On Ken Carroll Avenue or whatever?
Yeah,
is that
yeah,
what it was? Yeah.
Yep.
In Littleton.
Yeah. South Kipling.
$1 million. Yep. $1 million. And BJ went with Powerball Pete's pool instead of stopping off like he always does and buying a ticket
yeah,
there.
Oh. And that stinking jack pocket.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. But I'm going to put it away.
$1 million.
I know.
Well, by the way, they say the guy that won the $1 billion with yeah, the Mega Millions that he picked his own numbers.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Really?
Those were numbers that were, I guess,
meant
you know,
something to him.
Meant
or,
something yeah, in his life. And yeah, he picked his own numbers. It wasn't a quick pick.
Excuse me. I'm really upset about something, and that is, did you see that Chick-fil-A now is going to add antibiotic chicken?
Yeah.
That makes me upset. I don't want...
Why?
Because antibiotics in our systems is really bad when we don't need it.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. So that really, it's... They've been so antibiotic-free, and they said that there's a shortage of chicken, so now we're going to eat that crap.
But doesn't a lot of food that we eat already have these...
Yeah, but it's a problem in that it's creating super bugs and super bacteria.
Well, and also the ones that have hormones in them.
Yeah.
These little girls are getting their periods at like 8 years old.
Yeah.
Because the hormones that are in the cows are being transferred to the little girl.
It's boosting them up.
Yeah. So, which is not normal either. So, it's just a problem. That's why, you know, clean eating is so hard because to find all this stuff without. And so, that's the one thing is that we like going to Chick-fil-A because it was kind of in its own way clean eating. But now they're going to stick us with these.
Why are they doing it then?
Because there's a shortage of chicken.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. There's a shortage.
We have a chicken shortage.
A shortage of clean chickens. Yeah, I guess. No antibiotics. Important to human medicine. That was their. They used to say like no antibiotics ever. Blah blah blah. But not anymore. Now they're like, yep, sorry.
Well, that's their statement though. That these antibiotics that they're talking about has nothing to do with human medicine. It's about animals.
Well, it's still an antibiotic.
I'm just saying. That's what they're claiming, that, hey, it's not what you think it is what they're saying.
Well, then don't use them at all. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, ugh, I don't know. So I'm boycotting them. I'm not going there anymore. But I will tell you this. I told Carson this the other day. Remember when I wasn't feeling so well because I hadn't eaten or whatever? Because that semi-glutide, sometimes you just don't eat and then you get a little sick. Anyway, so I was like, all right, well, Chick-fil-A's open. I'll go there. So I stopped by there. BJ, they have these little bitty, teeny, as big as my fingers, biscuit is this big with a little chunk of chicken in it.
Yeah, the chicken minis.
Oh, mm-hmm. That was heaven.
Really?
I've never had them in
they're
my
so
life.
Good.
They're ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. They're this big.
I get them every Saturday.
You do?
I do. Yeah, before baseball practice.
They're this big. They're just deliciousness.
I love them.
Oh, my God.
You know
God,
what sucks is you just discovered this and now you're going to boycott.
I know.
Crap.
Exactly.
Some
right.
Bad timing.
It is bad timing because I'm like, that really makes me mad.
And their hash browns. Those are good, too.
Fire.
Definitely fire.
Definitely yes. Chick-fil-A sauce. Woo!
I was talking to this girl, who must have been like 25, and she kept saying fire, and I almost did. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tefla trash.
Yeah, I hear you.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Going to be 65 today. Are you seeing snow by Sunday and into Monday?
Let's see. I wrote down the dates. Actually, March 30th through April 2nd, they're saying there could be a significant two waves of snow.
Well, that's Saturday.
For the Front Range. Yeah, through April 2nd.
I saw Vail getting, I think, 9 to 11 inches of snow. Dude, over the weekend?
We're going to Vail Saturday morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're going to get some snow up there.
Yeah.
I do. And you coming back on Sunday?
Sunday night, yeah.
You may not make it.
Oh, well.
Maybe shut down. You might be up there for weeks.
Well, that's funny because the person that gave us the condo that we're using, he booked it for Sunday night, too. So it might be convenient.
They're saying for the metro, mostly rain. You know how that works. Yeah. I mean, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be 65 today. Baseball, you got the Rockies, but the Rockies are making you pay, folks.
Yeah.
You got to pay $100 to watch them this season if you want to watch them on your cable service or wherever you stream. Or you can go with $20 a month and just play along until you see they really, really, really suck and then just drop.
Yeah, that, so stupid.
Are we the only market doing that?
No.
No, I think
everybody's going to
they
it.
Are. Is it because baseball just nobody wants to watch it?
Yeah. I do think we're one of the first, though, Jamie.
Okay.
I do think we're one of the first, but I don't think we're the only market doing it. But I don't know how many people are going to pay for that.
Well, a lot of people just pay for MLB TV, and then if they're in like a local market, they'll use a VPN to watch their own team because there's blackout restrictions.
Yeah.
Sneaky. Yeah. Sneaky.
The game is at 8 o'clock tonight?
Yeah. Who's going to stay up for that?
Exactly.
No one.
And it's a four-hour game? Like, yeah, no. Right?
Good luck with that.
All right, Jamie, I know you're a big fan of Mr. Beast.
I love Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast.
Yeah, I follow him.
You see him? Yeah,
you gotta
I do, too.
You got to follow him because they always ask, are you following me? And then you have to show him on your phone that you're following him. And then he'll give you $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
That's
how
it works.
When you run into him.
Buttload of money, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You're talking about lottery, man.
He's got a TV show now, too. He has a TV show that they gave him as well.
Well, we're going to play audio here of the challenge that he started up, which he does a challenge, I assume, all the time, right?
Yep.
And he puts a guy at a grocery store. He bought a grocery store. It puts a guy in there to live, giving the guy $10,000 a day to exist in this store.
Yeah, he's done that before. This guy went crazy. He put a guy in an apartment without his girlfriend, and every day that he stayed there, he got $10,000 a day. And the guy finally just and they took away an item every day from the apartment.
Oh, just slowly stripping stuff from you.
Like his guitar, the pool table, all this stuff, and pretty soon he had a pillow.
Wow,
it was like a jail cell.
Yeah, he just had a pillow, and he was going insane.
Yep.
And so he finally gave up. He just gave up.
That's like solitary confinement.
Yeah.
Well, in a challenge like that, you go with girlfriend. You don't go with a wife because a guy would just volunteer for that anytime, right? You go with girlfriend. That makes it more of a challenge because I'd volunteer all day long.
Oh my God.
Now, let me tell you this. This particular challenge over this guy in the grocery store, I would like this. I mean, it's a fully stocked grocery store. You get anything you want in there to eat. How long can you stay? $10,000 a day.
He made it like 45 days.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to it coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. If there's anything you miss on the program today, you can get it on the app. It is our podcast that we put up daily. All right?
Yep.
All right, Mr. Beast. All right, if you're on social media at all, you've seen Mr. Beast. More than likely, he's out there. How much was it you said this guy makes?
He's worth...
Like millions.
Well, he also got a deal. He signed a deal with Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
right?
there is a rumor that he makes $700 million a year.
Yeah,
what's he do on Prime?
Yeah, they're gonna give him a show.
All right, the stunt is this, and I guess he does these challenges all the time. I do follow the guy, but I don't read a lot about him, to be honest with you. But he put a guy in a grocery store. He bought the grocery store. Put a guy at the grocery store, and he gives the guy $10,000 a day for existing and living in the store. Now, the guy's allowed to eat everything in the store, anything in the store, I should say. And it's fully stocked. So, make $10,000? I think I could do it. I think it'd be a good little thing for me. All right, here we go.
I just bought this entire grocery store, which includes enough food to literally feed an entire city. And then I decided to trap this random guy inside. And every day you live here, I will give you $10,000 in a grocery cart.
That's wild, dude. Let's go.
Well, I'll give it to you in 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
This challenge could literally make Alex a multimillionaire, which in theory means he could be in here for years. And it starts right now.
All right, Jimmy's gone. Why would I ever leave?
And I'd never leave.
Well, yeah.
I'd be there forever.
I know, right? I mean, at least he gets some interaction. Like I was telling you about the other guy who went crazy in the apartment and they left him then, you know, they took out stuff every day. But he was going crazy because he didn't have anybody to talk to. At least this guy, were people going in the grocery store?
No, it was just him there alone.
Oh, so he might go crazy too.
He has to stay there by himself. From what I understand with the, with what I read, that he stays in the grocery store. He is alone. Nobody else is allowed in. But he eats whatever he wants to in the grocery store, fully stocked, and he gets $10,000 a day.
And then how long did he stay in there?
45 days.
Really? 45.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And it was a big building that he put out on the outside. It said Mr. Beast Grocery Store. So It wasn't like a Safeway or something. It was something that he just had set up in a warehouse.
All right. Gotcha.
Man.
Yeah. But he was in solitary confinement.
Oh, yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. That's what's funny. Money doesn't even like... How do I explain this? Money, even though like you think like you would do anything for money, It doesn't change interaction with people.
Yeah,
no. Right.
It's not worth it.
I'm surprised he didn't stay longer.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
That's what you think would happen,
right?
But people go crazy.
Because I feel like I could.
But they need interaction.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you read those Guinness Book of World Records, the records that they break, you feel like that you could do that. It's like, why did I think of that? I could be in the Guinness Book of World Records. But it's a little bit more difficult than what you think it is,
exactly.
I guess. And without that people interaction that you're talking about, yeah, I guess you'd go stir crazy. But the guy got $500,000 out of it.
But so. You want to be a trucker so you don't have to talk to people.
Yeah. See, I think you're exactly right, Jamie. I think something like this is right down my alley.
I do too.
Because I love isolation. Yeah. So I think getting $10,000 a day and all the frozen food I can eat.
Should they give him a microwave at least?
I don't know. I would guess a grocery store would have some way to cook some of that stuff.
Yeah, you would think so. Did he have like a cell phone? Did he have a TV or anything like that?
I didn't see it. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because that would be hard. Especially for you. If you couldn't watch horse racing or any other sports, I give you 2 days.
Or not knowing what was happening in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, I need a little bit of the interaction with gambling. That's all I need. If I have that, I'm content, right? All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Show, I'm sorry, I started that wrong.
What's going on over there?
I tried to stop something from firing and I couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah, no, you sure didn't.
I got consumed. Let me tell you the truth, though, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right. Hang on 1 second here. Let me get my headphones on. All right, let me tell you the truth about something. Something that's really bothering me right now.
Oh, no.
It is. It's got me angry. All right. It's that lottery ticket.
Oh, my God.
And I'm being serious with you. I don't know why.
I
can't get this off my mind.
Okay.
Well, you guys have ruined my day for me. You really have.
Okay.
No. To know. And Jamie, you know me.
Yeah.
You know me. I have obsessed.
You have obsessed.
Over winning big bucks with the lottery.
You have. Okay? That is a true story.
Love to talk about
it.
Love to see stories of people that actually cash in.
And I've mentioned to you over the years, like, hey, I think we bring up the lottery too much. You seem to be really obsessed with it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You do. And I like to find, these articles out there about the most drawn numbers.
Yep.
And I like to pass that along to people because I think people do buy tickets and dream of winning. Just the lucky places to go to, like a liquor store. I've often said that, by the way, that $1.13 billion liquor store.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Liquor store ticket.
Yep.
The guy picked his own numbers, too. Well, I find out this morning, because we knew that somebody in Colorado had won $1 million. Now, that could be anywhere. Now, think about this for a minute, okay? And this is the thought process that I'm going through right now. That ticket could be anywhere in the state of Colorado. Durango, Grand Junction.
Are we going to do this?
I'm going to go through every major city, Jamie, if you don't mind.
This Leadville.
Is me.
Leadville.
This is me.
Don't forget Leadville.
Me trying to feel better about this, okay?
Okay. All right.
I walk in here this morning.
Glenwood Springs. Don't forget that one.
Glenwood Springs. Edwards.
Meeker.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Meeker. Meeker. God, yeah.
Could be any. could be anywhere in the state. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. JB, first thing out of her mouth this morning. Do we know where they won?
Wait, when did I start sounding like that? Do they know where we won?
Do we know where that ticket was sold? Schmidl, doing his due diligence as a producer of the show,
right,
gets online, starts looking it up, and sure enough, they find it. The $1 million ticket in the Mega Millions sold right here in the state of Colorado. Could have been anywhere. Could have been anywhere.
Meeker.
I love Meeker.
Is that the Safeway? Right next to my house.
Right next. Like, he could walk there if he was a walker.
You would literally probably go every single day.
I'm so angry. I'm so angry. Most drawings, I go to that store and buy tickets.
Yes, you do.
Not this one.
Not this time.
Why are you guys so happy about this?
It's just kind of funny that you went with the Powerball Pete, like, parade.
It's just the ultimate irony, dude.
It really is. Yeah. That's true.
I mean, this is your livelihood.
Yeah.
Anywhere, Meeker, anywhere in the state of Colorado, this ticket could have been sold.
But it was right next to your house where you go every single day.
I have a shopping list to go to that store today. I am not going to that store today.
The thing is, you can't buy a lottery ticket there now.
Yeah.
It's gone. That moment's gone for that store.
Unbelievable. I mean, literally, the store sold the tickets. I mean, even if I bought tickets there and not won, at least I could look at my tickets going, oh my God, it was sold at the same store and I've got a ticket from that store. And just that rush. But I don't have one.
But here, can I give you some good news? After taxes, it wouldn't be that much money.
Did you see what that billionaire guy gets after
but
taxes?
But what after taxes do you get after $1 million?
Oh.
You probably get about $300,000 here.
See?
Yeah, probably something
like
that.
Yeah, that's chump change for you, buddy boy.
No, you would get about $550 to $600.
After state and federal?
Yeah. It's not going to be more than 40%.
I thought it was about 40%.
I don't know.
Well, 40%, $600. You'd get $600.
Yeah. Oh, 40%. I thought they took out 40%.
They do. 40% of a million is 400,000.
Right. And
so you would get 600.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I like how Schmidl always comes back with,
just folded.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's what I said.
Yeah. I didn't say 300.
What is that called?
Said 600.
It's not passive aggressive. What is that?
I don't know.
What is that thing? Gaslighting.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I'm not trying to make him think that I came up with that idea. I'm just giving up. you're right. Yes.
I'm just going with the math. It's 40%.
Yeah.
You get 600.
Yeah. I'm not good at math, so I just
give it up because I'm wrong.
Yeah.
How about that? I'm giving up because I'm freaking stupid about this.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I saw, and I got it here somewhere.
We think, though, we can I just tell you one thing before you tell me that?
Yeah.
We, behind your back, again.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
Oh, I'm fine with that.
We think Lisa won.
Yeah.
I know.
Secretly.
I got it. And you might be right. You might be right because she goes to that store also.
I know.
And you're thinking, because her and I had this conversation about if you win the $1 million or $1 billion, whatever, would you tell the other person?
Right.
And I think we both came to the conclusion I wouldn't tell you.
Right.
All right? That's kind of how we both came out of this.
She might secretly have $680,000.
Yeah, like why else would you bring that up?
No, you're
specifically
right.
Specifically that.
Yeah. No, you could be right. Now, here's a couple of things that, and you guys have.
Can you imagine she's sitting on that kind of money?
Oh, man. And you have no idea.
You have no idea. And she's just like loving life.
Right now. Here's a couple of things I brought up to for me to kind of satisfy myself that she didn't win.
Okay. All right.
Which I don't know if I wanted to win or not.
Wow.
Because I don't know if I'd get a piece of it.
Awful.
I don't know if I'd get a piece of it.
No,
all right, listen.
But that's
listen.
Still awful. All right. She's your life partner.
Yeah.
She did. And I mentioned this earlier in the program. She did come to bed last night consumed about the drawing. Consumed, because she kept saying something about the Powerball. I'm checking the Powerball numbers, blah, blah, blah. I've never heard her say that. Never heard her say that, ever. All right. And I used that as, or I just, you know, said that stating that she didn't win.
No,
that
no,
she
no.
Didn't
she, that's you're a way saying, to throw you off.
Yeah,
that's
she's throwing me off by that. Off. Yeah.
The other thing is,
that's what I would do. I would be like, "Oh my god, if I knew I won, right? Yeah. I would be Elisa right now. I'd be like, "Do you think I won? Oh my god, is there any chance? What were the numbers?" And I in my head going, "I already know because I won $1 million." Well,
and I'm looking at my phone, and the first text I get this morning from her. It's not a, in a good mood, okay?
Okay.
I would think that if you won the $1 million, your first text of the morning to the person that you're never going to tell that you won the $1 million would be an upbeat, happy text.
Oh, okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You would text, "Oh, hope you have a wonderful day today, hun, because I'm going to have a blast. I just won $1 million. You would think.
Right.
You would have come out of the gates in the morning complaining.
Right. Okay? Well,
she's complaining about me not finishing the homework last night for prom. I don't think
unless
that
she's just staying on the track she knows.
Well, and she knows you. But, so if she did sound upbeat, that would throw you off, like even if onto
you,
her.
Even if you had $1 million, I'd still be pissed off that my husband didn't help me with the kid.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that doesn't change that.
Frog no lied to me.
$1 million doesn't fix that. Yeah.
Frog lied to me.
So it's on Frog.
Yeah, it's on Frog because he lied to me last night. Kid, right? Let me tell you what happened, okay?
Okay, that, all right, that 5-year-old.
He's had strep throat.
Okay.
Missed a couple of days of school.
Yeah.
Why they give out homework in preschool, I have no idea. It's not, well, kindergarten. Yeah. I don't even know why they do the homework thing. But he brings home homework every week, and our policy has been to do it the first night, and we get it all done because it's turned in on Friday, right?
Right.
But he missed, so he was backlogged a little bit with the homework.
Right. Okay.
So she helped him the night before. They did 2 pages of homework. There was like 6, okay? They did 2 pages. So last night, I'm going to help him.
Right.
Well, when we go into his room to do the homework, he says, "Dad, Mom and I cut a deal."
He says the word "cut a deal"?
Well, he said something like, "We made a deal" or something
okay,
like that.
Right. Yeah, I don't think that 5-year-old says, "We cut a deal, bro."
"Hey, Dad, Mom and I cut a deal. We cut a deal, and we're doing 2 a night, and that way all 6 will be done by Thursday night, and I turn it in on Friday."
Uh-huh.
Well, I fell hook, line, and sinker, because 2 pages is a piece of cake, and I'm out of there. Well, I'm going to watch basketball.
Because you tell them the answers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be honest. I got a horse race coming up. Hey, here it is. A, B, C, D, E.
If you're 6 years old, do you know that pig rhymes with dig? He didn't know. He thought it was pit. No pit, son. It's pig rhymes with dig.
Right,
anyway,
okay, yeah.
So we do the 2 pages of homework. That was the deal.
Okay.
Deal. Well, I guess it wasn't a deal. I guess we were supposed to do it all. And that's why the bad mood, and that's why I think the bad mood tells me she didn't win $1 million.
No, I go back to if my husband is incompetent, $1 million doesn't fix it.
My God.
This is true because billionaire, their wives still get mad at them.
Yeah,
it doesn't
matter.
It
doesn't matter. Jeff Bezos, that's
Lauren Sanchez runs his show. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She runs it.
Yep. Oh my God, you didn't shine my Rolex.
You didn't get a big enough yacht. Let's get a bigger one.
The $1 million in the Mega Millions, won at the Safeway, South Kipling, just south of King Carol.
Yeah. Sorry. And now it's shot.
Footsteps
shot
from my front door.
You know, you'll never, ever win $1 million.
No.
No.
You have to think about that every day for the rest of your life.
It's oh, Schmidl's loving this. You can hear it in his voice. He's loving this.
So you forgot your phone today. What a comeback.
Do you think you'll ever be a millionaire?
Not at this pace. I don't know. No. I think that if you added up equity and did all that, you know, maybe threw in a couple of life insurance policies. Which I'm sure is secretly taken out on me.
Here, sign this.
I'm probably worth more than I know I am.
But you have to be dead to get it.
I got to be dead. Somebody's going to be a millionaire. Yeah. Not me.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday morning, opening day of baseball. Rockies play tonight, but they're out of town. The opening day is not until next Friday. when Tampa Bay comes here to take on the Rockies. The Rockies also charging. If you want to see them play baseball, you got to pay for it. You got to pay $100. Jamie, who are you looking at with the binoculars this morning?
Sorry. There's a guy, and he's not moving in his car.
Oh.
He's, like, not moving at all. It's weird.
It ain't good.
No, but he might be sleeping. I can't see his head. I can just see his arms.
Yeah, sometimes we get some nappers out there in the parking lot. I've caught a couple of people taking a little snooze.
Maybe he's just napping. Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, speaking of which, here's something that I was kind of telling you off air until you went and grabbed the binoculars and found the guy in the car more interesting.
About your tiny wiener?
No. Sorry. I think we're going to see some more news, not good either, about Tiger Woods very, very soon.
Oh, yeah. You were saying he doesn't look good.
No, he doesn't.
You said he looks like he's on the drugs again.
Really? Or alcohol.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah. He's on something. He looks a little bloated. He looks a little disheveled. Yeah, I think we're going to see him in the news again. Mm. He showed up yesterday, or maybe it was the day before. I'm not really sure. His son is on a golf team, Charlie.
Right.
Is on a golf team that won the state championship in Florida.
His kid is amazing.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. And he showed up for the awards ceremony last night or the night before. Uh-huh. And his ex-wife, what's her name? Elon?
Yeah, some kind of weird name.
Elon?
Yeah, Elon Musk.
She showed up. She showed up also because she's there to support Charlie, obviously. And, man, she looks good. She looks really good. And you can tell by looking at the pictures, man, he knows he's screwed up by losing her. She was
He literally looks like that.
He doesn't have
much regret on his face.
You've got to see these pictures.
I'm trying. Spadell can't seem to Google it.
And she's there with
that. Where is the picture? Can you tell us?
The one I'm looking at is on Daily Mail, I've seen it all over the place.
I'm on People.
Okay. Yeah, so. All right.
Who is it? I was hyper-focused on the Tiger Woods thing.
Tiger Woods.
It's Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah. It's still Tiger Woods? Okay.
And, like, the picture I'm
I started reading, and as soon as I'm reading, I can't hear anything. I don't know why.
Oh, you just tune us out?
I can only read or I can listen. I can't.
Really?
You can't multitask?
Right. Yeah.
The pictures are him at the awards ceremony of the high school championship of golf. Charlie wins.
Oh, my God. He's making me crazy because I can see 8 times where he should have pushed on the button.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Spadell.
So the picture you're looking for is he's looking at his ex with his two with the son, and he's just like got his arms to his side crossed.
Okay. Keep in mind, Spadell won $60 this week and went straight to the dispensary.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's why he can't multitask. Right,
listen. The picture of Tiger Woods, he's got that look on his face like, man, oh man, I cannot believe I lost this woman. I cannot believe it. And not only that, she's there with that strapping young man that she hangs with.
Oh, she had a baby with him.
She did?
Yeah, she had a baby with him.
Oh, and she's got the baby in the picture.
And he's much younger than her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't he a baseball player or something?
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah, and I think that kid that she had a baby with, the other guy, that kid looking at this picture here, that kid's cuter than Charlie, too.
Wow. Wow. So
that would rub you the wrong way also. When you look at these pictures, Jamie.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods has a look, and Carson, you saw it too.
Yeah.
He has a look like, man, why the 14 hookers? Why?
Ruined his life.
Oh, my God. I don't think he looks bloated. I think he looks muscular.
No. I'm talking about his face. Look at his face. He's got that look on his face like he had every time he got popped.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're so rude.
And then when you see him. No.
I'm looking at it.
Remember
when
he went to that golf tournament and he had to pull out because he was jacked up?
Yeah, but you don't think he looks muscular? I think his arms look great.
Oh, I think his body looks fine. Yeah. I'm just going by the facial because around his eyes and all that looks a little puffy. And normally he gets that look when he gets all sauced.
BJ, the expert in Tiger Woods and his facial expressions.
I'm going to tell you right now, I love Tiger Woods. There are so many people that hate the guy. I love Tiger Woods. I think he is the greatest golfer to ever play the game. Unbelievable. And if he's playing the Masters or whatever, I'm watching.
By the way, I'm going to be on Rico's new show.
You are?
Yeah. What? Yeah, on his golfing show. You know, because he went
Rico
to
golf.
He has a golfing.
Oh, he's a great golfer.
Oh, I had
no
idea.
He has a golfing show.
He's getting a golfing show. Yeah, what? And they want only expert golfers like
what
myself.
What are you doing? Renovating greens or something?
No, he's a golfer. He's a great golfer. He's like almost scratch.
What?
Jamie.
Yes.
I've played golf.
Yeah, he only wants the best of the best.
You can't BS a BSer. Okay, you cannot BS a BSer, okay?
Okay, do you want to look at it?
Listen, listen.
Do you want to look at
Have you lied to him about your game or something?
No,
because your game is not TV quality.
Wow, yes, it is.
You're just like me.
You're just jealous.
You're good. I mean, I'll tell you, you're good. You got a good swing.
I sent him this picture.
But you are not.
I sent him that picture.
Oh, my God. That picture does not. It does not equate into your game. Okay.
Oh, look at that swing.
I'll post it. Wow. I'll post it. Yeah. I go, look at my form.
Good
and
form.
And he wrote, this is to Rico. Rico to the rescue. And I said, here's my form. It's on. I said, it's fire.
It's fire.
I said, my form is fire. He goes, damn, not bad. You down to do out of the rough with Rico? That's the name of his show.
Out of the rough?
Yeah.
Maybe.
And I'm like, yeah, don't ask BJ because he's a horrible golfer.
Oh, my God.
No, but what he needs to ask me is about you. It's what he needs to ask. I've never played a round of golf where Jamie ever finished.
She's I was never ask if you're only doing like 9 holes.
Yeah, she's never finished any round that I've ever played.
She's
with
her. Good for at least one.
Ever.
But isn't that an impressive picture of me? I'll post it on Facebook and be like, "Hi, you can see me soon on Out of the Rough with Rico."
See, that's gaslighting right there. Making him believe that you're a good golfer.
Yeah. And leading him down a path of a show that's going to be one episode.
Yeah.
And it's over because Jamie quit.
No, I am a great driver. I'm a great driver, but my short
to
game,
the course.
No, I'm a great driver. My short game is not exactly amazing.
But no, it's not got anything to do with your driving or your short game. It's your attitude. You quit. You get tired of it.
You get bored. I do get bored.
It's your attitude. It's got nothing to do with your game per se.
I'm just saying. I mean, golf does get boring. And so, like, right around hole number 10, I'm like, okay, let's...
If Rico wants to do an entire episode on how to keep your bag strapped to your cart because Jamie keeps loosing it up and wreck your clubs, okay, yuck, yuck. Let's do that show. Rico, if you're listening to the program, a huge mistake. Huge. Dude, call me.
Oh, my
call
God.
Me. On the bat phone, call me. Call me.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm having such a great day today. Just such a, I mean, I'm just full of happiness and joy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, joy. You're joy to me. Joy.
Here's just a little recap of what's gone down today. First of all, the grocery store that BJ goes to every single day, that he goes to every day to pick up a little something and always buys his lottery tickets at, he didn't go to buy his lottery ticket, and they had a $1 million winner.
Oh. Yeah. $1 million.
Oh, Spinell's loving it.
Right there, right down the street from me. Yeah, $1 million. Safeway.
If you've listened to this show any time at all, then you know that one of BJ's biggest passions is golf. He loves golf.
I mean, do like golf.
He does, and he's good at it, and it's his real passion. And so yesterday I learned that, you know, Rico to the Rescue, right, our buddy, I learned that he's going to start a show called Out of the Rough with Rico because he's a really great golfer, but he's going to start this TV show. So I sent him my form that's on fire. A picture of me golfing, right? Like,
and it
like,
does look good.
Yeah, it does. It's fire, is what it is. It's freaking
you look like
fire.
A pro.
And so he said, "Oh, would you like to be on the show?" And I'm like, "Yes, of course." And he's like, "Does BJ golf?" And I said, "No."
Oh my God,
she blackballed me.
You were going to be on the show too.
Yeah, blackballed.
I said, "No, he sure doesn't."
Or snookered, whatever term you want.
No, he's really into curling.
I go, no, he doesn't really like it much.
Oh, my God.
I said, now, if you were doing a show on horse racing, he'd be all over it.
Well, why is this making you so happy that you iced me from a show?
I don't know.
Put the old C block on me. And then then you're laughing about the Powerball or the Mega Millions ticket that was sold, a $1 million ticket down, I mean, literally down the street from my house, the store I go to every single day.
Yeah.
And all this is giving you so much pleasure.
I don't know why, and it's not right, but I like it.
It isn't right. You're exactly right. Man. It's not right.
It isn't right. By the way, I posted my fire picture on BJ and Jay.
Yeah, I gotta go check it out.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
it's fire. Hey, Spindel, did you see it? It's fire.
Gas. Yeah, fire.
Oh, gas.
Yeah, it's
gas.
Why
fire.
Are you misleading Rico this way? I mean, if you're really
that
a
is
friend,
a shot. That is a that's a real shot in action that was taken of me. I swear on the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah, the problem is, in that shot, you don't see where that damn ball goes. That's the part of the TV show that I'm concerned about. Where did the ball go? There is no ball there.
It does look like really good form.
It's really good.
Yeah, yeah, it is good form. It is amazing form.
Wow.
I know. That's because I'm gas and fire.
Can you two suck up anymore? I just lost out on $1 million. Okay. Oh, that's really good form, yeah. It looks at the money.
Excuse me. All right, so go to our Rico Facebook page and just, you know, comment fire.
Now, how soon before this Rico show starts?
I'm not sure.
What exactly? Do you have any idea what it's about? I know it's getting out of the rough.
Let me see.
The best golfers in Colorado.
Let me see. I can call him if you want.
Well, I'm just wondering
what digits.
I'm just wondering what it would be about.
It's about golf and stuff. I don't know. Hold on. I had his Facebook page. Let me try to find it. Stand by, because he wrote about it yesterday that he's going to do.
Yeah.
So I know that he's going to have, you know, local celebrities on.
Who love golf.
Really?
That are very passionate about golf. God. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what. Let's hear. Out of the Rough with Rico, where I interview golfers of every class and entrepreneurs in every realm while golfing. Celebrity guest list coming soon. Including Jamie White.
Celebrity guest list. Woo!
So he's going to interview people as he plays golf with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, kind of like cars and coffee and car, you know, that coffee shop.
Yeah. Or carpool karaoke.
How they do that.
Yeah.
Or like the hot pepper one.
Hot ones, yep.
Yeah, so it'll be like that, but with golf.
That's a cool concept.
It is. Man.
So he's going to interview you?
I feel like she's going to be the season premiere.
Yeah, and I'm an entrepreneur. I don't know if you remember or not, but I used to sell dildos.
That's going to be a highlight right there.
So get ready.
That's a ratings getter.
Right there it is. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if this is an early April Fool's Day joke or not. You know how last year they started doing April Fool's jokes early? And I forgot what it was. It was something stupid, but one of the PR firms came out and said somebody was doing something, and then we were like kind of shocked, and then we learned it was April Fool's.
Yeah.
I feel like 7-Eleven is doing the same thing.
Oh, it's a total, it's a total prank.
So 7-Eleven came out yesterday and said that it's starting a hot dog sparkling water. It tastes like hot dogs. It's called Big Bite, and it's called hot dog sparkling water. My take is this is just early April Fool's Day joke.
Yeah, there's no way someone wants to drink that.
No, not at all. But they pretend to have like the cans in the stores and all that stuff. But it's called Big Bite, like I said. But I think it's an early April Fool's thing. Because they have to start early now because people are on to April Fool's.
Yeah, kind of a dumb joke, though.
Well, you know, what
but else they're getting headlines.
Do?
That's the thing, though.
You know, what else are they going to do? Like talk about how long their little hot dogs roll? Yeah. I don't know. Do you think they have a timer for those?
They do have a timer. I don't know if they pay any attention to it. But, I mean, the machines have a timer and some instructions to it.
I mean,
but
I know with, like, because the health department could come in any time, especially when I was working at Arby's.
Yeah.
So, if any, you made fries, you had an excess amount of fries, and you could put them under the light for a certain number of minutes, and then after that, you had to toss
them
legally.
You were supposed
to throw
them away?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, same with the sandwiches. If you make too many sandwiches or someone gives a sandwich back or something. Well, typically, like all the employees, we'd go back there and chow on all the food. Yeah.
BJ, are you dating a blonde girl?
Am I dating a blonde girl? No, why?
Her hair is all over your shirt.
I have a blonde dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's a dog.
Oh, man.
That's Enzo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Enzo's my buddy.
Were you guys, like, really getting jiggy with
wrestle?
Him?
He thinks he's a lap dog, but he's 120 pounds.
Yeah.
And Enzo hair is everywhere at my house.
Oh, my God.
It really is.
It does look like it.
Dude, you should see the inside of his truck. When I was putting the machine back, Pilates machine in there, it was just covered in fur on the back.
Dude, it's worse.
Yeah. It was
you
crazy.
See it. That was before. No, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, you saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
It was a mess.
You know what you can get is like one of those, like you roll it into a room and it has a filter in it and it'll suck all the hair up.
Yeah, I've tried all those.
It doesn't work?
No.
Have you tried Furminator? It's a special shampoo that you wash the dog with, and then it comes with this little claw thing that you scrub them with afterwards, and then all it de-sheds them, so they don't have as much fur.
Yeah, you would think that would work, but trust me, even with Zane, he's got fine hair. You could comb him every day, and it wouldn't help.
There's dog tips with those two.
Yeah, those two.
You should get a Roomba. We let our Roomba run every single night, and it helps so much.
This conversation would have been so much shorter if I just said, yeah, I'm dating a blonde. We could have stopped all this, couldn't we? Yeah. Are you dating a blonde? Yeah.
Yep. Game
Move
over.
On. Oh, Move on.
I haven't even got to any tablet trash. I feel like this has been forever.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
You're not the only one that's felt that way. We all feel like it's been forever. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. It's going to be a beautiful day today, 65 for high.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't know why this is bugging me, but it is, okay?
Yeah.
And I want to run it by you, Jamie. I told you a little bit off air about this, okay? The guy that got married, I guess about...
Well, you're very upset about this.
I'm not upset. I just have...
Wow, that's kind of angry.
I just have commentary to it.
You seem upset.
We get paid for a little bit of commentary. Now, granted, if we didn't have the show, I would give a rat's you-know-what.
Wow.
I really wouldn't.
Okay.
But since we do,
and
we need something to talk about besides your golf game and Rico to the damn rescue.
Right,
I thought I'd bring this up.
Okay.
Because I see a little complication here. And Spadil, you might be able to follow this with me because you and I think a lot alike.
Okay.
I thought you addressed it because you guys are both pervs or something.
No, we're not pervs. We kind of think alike.
I agree.
I think Spadil has a lot of common sense.
Oh, you
do. I'm the king of common sense.
Yeah, you are the king of.
But I think Spadil has some. Carson wavers on me.
What?
There are days he comes in strong with common sense, and there are days he is a rock.
Well, yeah, but just remember, here's what my view is on a Carson. He just dumps his kid off at daycare and takes off
because
he has to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not about to be in the same team as bad parents.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
exactly
so I'm going to go ahead and just go with mine. But there's a guy.
Okay.
He's an Army veteran.
Yeah.
And it's been disclosed this morning. It's on the Daily Mail. It's the number one story there. Well, it's been moved down now, but it was earlier this morning. He's secretly married, and I guess these girls are on TLC. They're conjoined twins, Abby and Brittany. So get this. Here's a guy that secretly got married about 3 years ago to these ladies, and it's being disclosed today. Now, you tell me this. Of this wedding and who he married with these conjoined twins. Where's the upside? You got one body and two heads that just nag at you all day. You tell me where the upside is in this marriage for him.
Are there four boobs?
Nope,
no.
Yeah, so that would have been my first guess.
Now, there might be a third boob there. I don't know. I can't tell. From the picture. Will you investigate that boob?
I'm pretty sure it's only two.
All right, two boobs, one body, but you got two heads. Okay,
one other part or two other parts?
One.
The only thing there's two of is heads and neck.
Let me ask the question. Where's the upside? You have two nagging women that you're married to.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
And you got one body.
Wow.
You're talking about losing the lottery.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I get what you're saying. Like, there's not, it's the same pleasure, right? But there are two mouths that both talk.
And then, let me ask
oh, maybe
question.
That's the upside.
What?
There's two mouths.
Yeah. It's whatever.
I get it.
Whatever he fancies.
There it is. I found the upside.
You still don't want that.
I found the upside.
No,
yes.
No, you just want one and you want it to stay busy. You don't want two. You don't want to be holding a conversation during all this. What the hell are you going to talk about? The rent's late? What are you going to talk about? Yeah. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. But, all right, let me ask you this, too, Shpadil, since you're the geek of common sense here. And okay. I ran this by Jamie, and she didn't know the answer to this. Carson didn't know. Let's say it doesn't work out. Fat chance, huh?
You got to pay two divorces?
Yeah.
That's
you
a
got
good
two
question,
alimonies,
dude.
Two divorces you got to pay for?
I would think they both have different. It's Abby and Brittany, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's two different people.
And if you're living with them for, like, even if you're only technically legally married to one, you're living with the other one for a long enough time that it's a common law marriage, right? So it's.
Well, he's married.
It might be. Double alimony.
I'm out of this. Like, this is like
I think he's married to
like,
both.
I was having fun with two mouths. Okay, this just took a weird turn. I got all serious and weird. And I'm just done. Okay, have a nice day, everybody.
Once again, where's the upside? Where is the upside for this dude, man? I don't get it. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. It's weird.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ Jamie Morning Show. You know.
Can you get me out of here? Hello? Will you get me out of here? Hello?
I'm doing an impression of your balls in your wife's purse.
Oh, my God.
Hello? Get me out of here.
We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, my. How can you not?
Hello?
I can't even move on. I can't.
Help me.
Are you done? Are you done?
Yes, I'm done. Yes, I am. Yes. Yes. Come on, that's pretty funny. Yeah, what did you want to talk about first?
Never mind. It doesn't fit now.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Look,
I gave Jamie a check because I needed to pay her for a race car.
For Nash's race car, yes.
That we are a sponsor of.
Yeah.
And our logo is on his race car. Can't wait to see it run.
Yeah.
I'm going to go watch him.
It's a good-looking race car.
It's a great-looking race car, yeah.
We split it. $250 each.
Right.
$500 to be on this car.
Right.
BJ, Jamie, logo, all that. Mm-hmm. I just wrote her a check, gave her her share of the money because she's been nagging me all week long. Okay.
Well, I had to pay the whole thing.
I got
that is
I
a lot of money up front. Yeah.
I give her a check. And that's where all this begins.
You guys. BJ Harris's checks have Mickey Mouse on them.
And I just want to personally thank Jamie because I had no idea what was on the check until she handed it to me.
I know. I showed everybody. Yeah. I've done show and tell around the whole office.
And posted it.
I did post it.
Look.
You have Mickey Mouse on your
head. Hello, help me out of here.
She just walks around swinging her purse.
It's more.
I have Mickey Mouse
checks
on my bed sheets. I'm wearing Mickey Mouse shoes.
Oh, my God.
We have everything Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
I hate that mouse.
I know you do.
I swear. I hate that mouse.
I can't believe you even have the checks.
It's all I got.
Oh, my God, dude. You literally have
It's embarrassing. It is. It really is. That I'm in this position at all times.
Oh, my God.
Mickey. Stinking mouse. I mean, it would be bad being Donald Duck, but at least it wouldn't be Mickey Mouse, okay?
Hello,
that mouse.
Hello, BJ.
Oh, no, BJ.
Oh, they're just loving this.
Oh, BJ. Oh, your checks. Oh. I hate you too, BJ.
The only thing worse.
Oh, you have Mickey Mouse on your
checks. And having Mickey Mouse on your checks. Would be a daddy that drops his kid off at daycare and listens to him scream. That's the only thing worse than Mickey Mouse on a check.
Hey.
A daddy that would leave a 2-year-old screaming and begging. In fact, so bad that you have to leave a picture of yourself.
At least I don't live in Disneyland.
Mean, absolute horror. That's the only thing that would be worse than Mickey Mouse on your check.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my life. Oh, boy.
BJ and Jamie.
You know me. I'm a sports fan.
I know you are.
Today's a pretty exciting day for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got baseball starting up. You got baseball starting this afternoon. And you also have the NCAA tournament back in gear today,
too.
Why do you say AA? Because it can go both ways.
No, I know, but I always say NCAA.
NCAA, yeah. Or NCAA.
Right. No, yeah. I know it could go both ways.
I don't know. I just always have said it that way. Why?
Yeah.
It's just, let's say it at the same time. All right. You say it your way, I'll say it.
Do it on three. Do it together. Let's prove a point here.
Okay. One. Well, you count it.
Okay. One, two, three.
NCAA.
Who won?
I think it was a tie.
We got to go. Let's do it again. One more time. I'm going to speed it up.
Okay. One, two, three.
NCAA.
NCAA.
NCAA. NCAA?
How do you guys say it?
NCAA.
How do you say it, Schmidel? Why is Pete in there with you?
I say NCAA.
Why is Pete in
there? I don't know why the salespeople just walk in here when I have my headphones on. It happens all the time.
Hey, Pete!
Yeah,
it makes me really mad. but I say NCAA. I feel like double A has more to it. I don't know.
To it?
What's it? Vowels. No, not vowels.
It is vowels. Those are both vowels.
Yeah.
Talking's hard.
But there's just more, I can't think of the word, man. When there's...
Are we going to really end the show on this? What's going to happen, Jamie? He's just going to keep on going.
He's still talking.
It's because there's more syllables in double A.
He's going to keep doing that. He'll come in here after we leave the show. He'll follow us to the elevator.
Double A has five syllables, right?
Listen
so
to
it's
it.
One
there
less syllable if you do NCAA,
right,
so it's faster.
Right. Gotcha. So it makes it faster.
Uh-huh.
And then
just do NCAA.
And that's your brain on drugs.
God, me crazy.
That's exactly what that is.
That is your
friend. Enjoy your Thursday.
Yeah, there you go.
See you back here for a Friday program tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.